Pelham Today received the following reader letter regarding Larry Cote's recent column on scammers targeting seniors. I was also the target of the grandma scam. A phone call from someone pretending to be my teenage grandson who lives in Florida. I swear the voice was identical. I did not fall for it and immediately called his parents, who confirmed he was actually in school and not in jail as he'd stated. I continually try to keep myself updated on these things, but I must say it was very convincing. Juanita Ashmore, Fonthill.